In 1984, MTV was toxic. I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year. 1984 brought us the first Apple Macintosh personal computer and Ghostbusters. But a grand prize next to a toxic waste dump made 1984 a strange year. MTV's Pink Houses Contest, June 1984.
It's your idea of the right place to live. You've been watching the wrong channel. It's our little dream house, the MTV Party House. You rent it. You own it. Like it or not, it's smack in the middle of the heartland. Bloomington, Indiana, hometown of John Cougar Mellencamp. And oh yeah, you have to paint it pink.
Little Pink House!
You can be the grand prize winner and proud owner of the world's first rock and roll estate. And we'll even throw in a housewarming party. Just call up 25 of the wrong people and we'll fly everybody in for the weekend. John Cougar Mellencamp is your barbecue chairman. And later that night...
The house band's gonna be me, and I'm gonna be playing right in your brand new living room.
Even later, there's a private screening of Universal's new movie, Streets of Fire. No one to stop. You'll also get a Jeep CJ, wheel-painted MTV paint, a complete stereo system from Pioneer, and a garage full of Hawaiian Punch Fruit Punch. Here's how to enter and win. Just send an average American postcard to the MTV Party House, P.O. Box 1280, Radio City Station, New York, New York, 10101. 1,000 runners-up win the John Cougar Mellencamp album. Uh-huh. So pack your bags. You're moving. No matter where you live, you gotta take the house. The MTV Party House.
I give you the deeds and the keys, and then we paint the mother pink.
MTV was in full swing in 1984. And along with the music video craze, MTV was obsessed with contests. Specifically ones based on homes. Giving you a home, turning your home into a party house, or living in someone else's home. In 1983, John Cougar Mellencamp's song Pink Houses, about the so-called American dream, lyrically situated in his home state of Indiana, was a hit. The 1984 contest, Paint the Mother Pink, involved viewers sending in a postcard, and if theirs was selected, the lucky winner and 25 friends were flown to Bloomington, Indiana, John Cougar Mellencamp's hometown, for a house party hosted by John Cougar Mellencamp. Mellencamp would play a live concert, and the winner got to keep the house, which, of course, had been painted pink. Other prizes included a pink Jeep and a garage full of pink-colored Hawaiian Punch. But there was a catch. The catch? After a word from today's sponsor. Initially, the whole prize was a catch. The house was more of a shack than a house. MTV bought the property for $20,000, which is not a bad price, considering it was across one of the country's worst toxic waste dumps. According to the June 25, 1984 Lakeland Ledger, rock and roller John Cougar Mellencamp and Music Television thought they had the perfect little house in the country to give the winner of a nationwide contest until they found out it was across the street from a toxic waste dump. The music video maker bought the house and painted it pink in honor of Mellencamp's popular song, Pink Houses, which mentions little pink houses he recalls seeing while growing up in Indiana. A promotional ad for the MTV Party House contest was filmed, featuring Mellencamp and the house. Only then did promoters learn that the house is across the street from a 40-acre landfill that made the Environmental Protection Agency's 1981 list of the nation's 115 most hazardous waste dumps. So MTV bought another house in the country, near Bloomington, to give away, and put the original one-story wood-frame house on the market for $38,900. We had the well tested and the water samples came out okay, but we did not want to take a chance, said Priscilla Mellencamp, Mellencamp's ex-wife and MTV's real estate agent in Bloomington. Basically, John did not feel right about it. The winner was Susan Miles from Seattle, Washington. According to a 1991 article in the Herald Times Online, it turned out that Susan Miles had only kept the house long enough to reap some tax advantages from owning a property and then sold it. She never actually lived in the house. She went back to Bellevue, Washington after the contest was over. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next time with another episode of Strange Year.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.